it's nearly time for us to move on to more happy subjects than Hilchot Avilut, but I want to give this as one final share on Hilchot Smachot. And as far as that's concerned, I want to deal with the question of tefillin for an Avel. This is actually a shaila that came up twice from two different directions last week that I was asked, and also Bedidi Hava Uvda a couple of weeks ago when I was sitting Shiva myself. So the Shulchan Aruch is in Shin Pei Chet, Yoredeh Sif Aleph, says that an Avel is not allowed to wear tefillin on the first day of Avilut. This is based on the Gemara Masechet Moed Katan, and this is because tefillin are called pe'er, they're called an ornament, and an Avel on the first day of mourning is in a state of greater emotional distress, and it's not appropriate that they should be wearing a pe'er, wearing an ornament at this point of distress. But Ikar Meruta is Yom Echad, the main focus of distress is on the first day of Avelut, and therefore, subsequent to the first day of Avelut, the Avelim do wear tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch says that, in actual fact, after on the second day, they shouldn't lay tefillin until after sunrise. And this point is discussed a little bit in the Achronim. The Shach says it's a machloket and says that according to the Bach, the other could lay tefillin on the second day, even after sunrise. The Geshe HaChaim says lechatchila one should not follow the Shach, but if you haven't got any alternative, you can. The Mishnah Berurah says that because it's a machloket poskim mehanachon lahamtin, it's best to wait till after sunrise, but if you can't, then you can't. So this time of year, where sunrise is at 7:30, my answer would be to, if possible, try and have the minyan for the Avel starting after 7:30, so you can wait to put on tefillin, at least on the second day, to wait till after sunrise to put on tefillin. But if that's not possible, then he can put on the tefillin before sunrise. So certainly on the first day of Avelut, there's the Avel doesn't lay tefillin. The question comes up, what if the first day of Avelut is not on the same day that the person passed away and died? So according to most poskim, it doesn't make a difference. The person died on Sunday and the Leviah took place on Monday. Then on Monday the Avelim don't lay tefillin even after the Kavura. Even though they might need to do certain other mitzvot that they've missed from the morning, they'll need to say Birchot HaTorah, etc. If the and if the Leviah takes place, first thing in the morning, takes place at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, then they'll daven Shachrit after the Leviah, but they still won't lay tefillin because this is the first day of Avelut. However, the Maharitatz, who was a 16th century Posek in Tzfat, he's quoted by a number of Achronim as saying that no, this limitation of not wearing tefillin, or the issur of wearing tefillin, only applies on Yom Mita or Kavura, only applies on the day of death and burial. But if the burial takes place on another day, so of course the person is the Avel is an onen until the Kavura, and therefore they're exempt from mitzvot from that perspective. But then they've got a chiyuv in tefillin, and that they would put on tefillin after the Kavura. And that's, as I say, the view of the Maharitatz. But most of the Achronim disagree with that. The Pitchei Tshuva brings the Dagon Merivava, not Rabbi Hudu disagrees, Rabbi Akiva Eger disagrees in the name of the Eliyahu Rabba, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, the Mishnah Berurah seems to disagree. I have the Chochmat Adam and the Chai Adam, obviously by the same author, he says that you should be Choshesh the Shita of the Maharitatz and lay them without a bracha. But I think the Minhag is not to follow the view of the Maharitatz. Case that can come up most obviously, or most starkly, most noticeably, is if the Leviah takes place at night. Usually, most of our Leviahs take place in the day, so and they often take place after Zman Shachrit. So the Avel doesn't daven Shachrit, no Tashrim of Shachrit, daven's Mincha, and it's not noticeable that he hasn't laid tefillin that day. But if the Leviah takes place at night, then the coming day is the Yom Rishon, it's the first day. The Avel will daven with a minyan. Everybody else in the minyan will be laying tefillin, and the Avel won't be laying tefillin because we paskin not like the Maritah. So we paskin this is the first day of Avilut, and the Avel doesn't lay tefillin on the first day of Avilut. The Gesher Achayim has a little bit of a chiddush, and he says sometimes you'll have a situation where you've got the Yom HaMita, say on Sunday, and then for whatever reason the Levaya is not taking place till Thursday, and maybe the coroner's got the body or something like that. There's nothing that can be done, and so therefore there's no din of Aninut. So these cases need to be assessed each on its own merits and circumstances, but there can be a case where there's no Aninut. There's no way that you're going to be able to have the Levaya for the next 48 hours. The body's been impounded and won't be released for another 48 hours, so there's no din of Aninut. So he says that in that case, obviously on the day of Mita, the Avel wouldn't lay tefillin, and then on the subsequent days when he's not got a din of being an Onei, he would lay tefillin. Then on the day of the Levaya, he's got the din of an Onen, you know, before the Levaya takes place, whilst he's taking care of funeral arrangements. But after that, after the Kavura, he's no longer got the din of an Onen, and it's not the Yom Rishon, so he would need to lay tefillin, because seeing as he's laid tefillin in the intervening days between the Kavura, between the Mita and the Kavura, so then he wouldn't stop again, and he would carry on laying tefillin. Ad Khan, this is the end of the series in Shurim in Hilchot Avilut, Bila HaMavet LaNetzach, and as I say, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're going to move on to happier topics. Ad Khan.